A person walks into a bank, pulls out a pistol, and hands a note to the teller. This is a stick-up. He goes ahead, cleans out the vault, makes off with all the money. The following Friday, the bank manager calls a general meeting, calls everyone down and says, "Folks, you all know we had a very rough week. We've been robbed. The vault was wiped out. And therefore, starting retroactively from last week, I'm immediately slashing everyone's pay by 25%. Who's the true villain in this story? As a matter of halacha, the person that robbed the bank is a gazlan. He's a thief. He's violated the Isser of Leisigzo. On the other hand, the bank manager, assuming he owned the bank as well, but the person who went ahead and is denying workers their fair wages has violated not one, not two, but five separate Isurim. Five. Why? Why is it treated so severely? So the pasuk tells us, "Ki elav hu noises nafshoy." A worker spends his entire day, his entire week, working on the job, and very often they literally put their lives in danger. Whenever you see a skyscraper, someone was on the top floor putting together the beams, putting it together. This is dangerous work. When a sailor set out to sea, he never knew whether he'd ever see his wife and children again. Why would they do this? Simple. They needed to earn a living. They need to support their families. If the worker is doing some such mesiras nefesh, ki elavu noisev snafsha, he's literally putting his life in danger to earn a parnasa, then clearly it is the employer's responsibility to recognize that, to be sensitive to it, and to pay him on time. Now, as we're going to see, when you withhold wages, if you don't pay a worker what's owed to him, there are perhaps five laws that a person can violate. But even if your intent is to pay every penny that you owe, simply by not paying on time, by delaying, you're both being mavatale mitzvah aseh and being over a lav. Now this is a very important halacha. Every time you hire a worker, so you hire a worker, when he finishes, you got to pay him. Otherwise, he's not going to do the work for you. In reality, every time you hire a worker, you have an opportunity to mekayem a mitzvah saseh. B'yoy meititin scharei. When you take out the money from your wallet and you pay him, it's not just, shouldn't be done just begrudgingly that you've forced to pay him for the services. It should be looked at as an opportunity to mekayem a mitzvah saseh. So let's begin and go through some of the parameters and some of the guidelines of this mitzvah of B'yoy Meititin Scharei. The first question we have to address is, while everyone agrees you need to pay on time, what does it mean to pay on time? Now, interestingly enough, it depends who you ask. If you ask someone in certain industries, there the norm is 210 net 30. Other industries, it's very normal to delay payment 2 or 3 months. What is the halacha on time? What is the halachic deadline that the Torah imposes? So the Gemara points out there are two psukim that seem to be a contradiction. L'sovei lov ha-shemesh, or l'salim pula ha-sachar itchad boiker. One seems to imply you've got to pay by the end of the day. The other one seems to imply that you have to pay by the end of the night. And as a matter of halacha, the Gemara rules, it depends when the job is completed. If a worker finishes in middle of the day, you have until shkia, you have until nightfall to pay him. If he completes the job during the night, you'll have until sunrise, until daybreak to pay him. That is the deadline. Now, in some cases, this is pretty straightforward. You hire someone to work for you for a couple of hours, so if he finishes in the middle of the day, that's when the job is done, you have until night to pay him. What happens if you have an employee? He works for you. He's been working for you for 20 years. At what point, when does your halachic obligation to pay him kick in? Now, as a matter of strict halacha, there's a rule of ein schiris mishalem es'el l'psayf. If you hire someone for a year, technically speaking, you don't owe a penny until the end of the year. In practice, that's not the way people bill. People couldn't survive like that. And in practice, people generally make up. They're paid either weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. The Poskim explain that if a person is paid monthly, then as far as Baal Talmud is concerned, we will look at each month as a new job. And therefore, if he gets paid every month at the end of the month, the last day of the month is when payment would be due. If you pay him on that day, you're mekayem mitzvah saseh. If you do not, if you delay, then you violate an iser lo saseh of Baal Talmud. Now, Baal Talmud is not restricted only to salaried workers. If you hire someone to do a particular job, a koblin, whether it's to paint your house, to clean a suit, whatever it may be, when he finishes the job, the mitzvah of Baal Talmud will apply. However, here there's an important exception. When you hire someone to do work, you hire someone to clean a suit for you. There, he's classified as a koblin, and when he finishes, the mitzvah of Yom Titin Schar will apply. However, the halacha is, because he's holding on to your suit, the obligation to pay him does not begin until he returns it to you. And therefore, if you drop a suit off at a cleaner's, the fact that it's ready on Monday doesn't necessarily create a mitzvah of Yom Titin Scharei. You don't have an obligation to run there to pick it up to pay him. If on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, whenever it is that you're in the neighborhood, when you pick it up, that's when the clock starts ticking. That's when the Yom Titin Scharei will apply. That's your opportunity to do the mitzvah, and that's your obligation not to delay payment. However, until you take possession, until you pick it up, there would not be the mitzvah of Yom Titin Scharei. Again, in contrast, a typical worker where you're hiring him to do a job, he doesn't have possession of anything of yours, this would not apply. Now, it's important to realize that the mitzvah of Yom Titin Scharei applies to workers. In the case of the pasuk is le'salim pulas sacher, don't withhold wages of a worker. The Gemara extends this to rentals as well. If you rent a car, you rent a movable item, Baal Talmud will apply as well. When you're dealing with real estate, when you're dealing with karka, that's a bit of a dispute in the poskim. As a matter of halacha, we are machmer. As a matter of halacha, we assume that it does apply, but that's a bit more debatable. Baal Talmud does not apply to vendors. It does not apply to sales. Now, that doesn't mean that you can go ahead and say, my rabbi said, I don't have to pay my vendors. Clearly, anything you buy, anytime you borrow money, you have an obligation of loy v'rosh v'lo l'shalem, you have an obligation to pay in a timely fashion. However, this added level of severity, this chumrah of Baal Talmud, that you're violating a lav by withholding payment just an extra day, an extra night, and this special mitzvah of Yom Titin Scharei to make sure that the worker gets paid on time, that applies only to workers and only to rentals. To sales, to vendors, to loans, it would not apply. Now this leads us to a very interesting halacha. Say it's the end of the month. Your secretary comes and drops a stack of bills on your desk. You have payroll to meet, you have vendors to pay, utilities, and you look at your bank account and you see there's not enough to go around. It's not going to cut it. So what's the halacha? Who comes first? So again, you have an obligation to pay all of them. They all have you owe them all. However, if you have to decide which ones have priority, you're going to choose the lesser of two evils. You don't pay a vendor, so you're violating Leva Rush of Lawyer's time. You're breaking your commitment. If you don't pay a worker, besides the breach of commitment, you're violating Baal Talmud. You're violating Biyom Mititin Scharei. And therefore, as a matter of halacha, a person does not have the funds to pay all of his creditors. A worker or someone who is a schiras, a rental, would have priority over a mekach u'memkar, over a sale. Again, you clearly have an obligation to pay all of them, but if a person is forced to make a decision, if it's one or the other, the worker will come first. Now, because Baal Talmud is by definition ben adam l'chaveru, It's a right, it's a responsibility that you have to your fellow man. It's something that can be waived. And not only can it be waived, but the Gemara tells us that Baal Tolan applies only if the worker asked for his pay. He finishes the job, he goes over to the boss, I've done my work, please pay me. That's when Baal Tolan and Biyom HaTitin Schari kick in. However, if the person finishes the job and just quietly leaves, he doesn't look for you, he doesn't present you with a bill, there the Gemara said there's an implied mechila. He's clearly not concerned, he doesn't need the money right now. If he did need it, he knows exactly where to find you. There's a mechila, there's a waiver, and Baal Tolan will not apply. It's still certainly appropriate to try to find him, to try to pay him. It's an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah of biyom HaTitin Schari. But it's not a strict obligation, and you're not violating any isurim by letting it slide. Now, this does not mean that you can hire a worker and then jet off to Florida. And hey, he can't find you, he can't ask you for the wages. As the Chavetz Chaim explains, this applies only when the worker is able to ask for it. You're available, he's available, and he chooses not to. By making that decision, he's essentially telling you, you know what, I'm not so desperate, I don't mind waiting for the money. However, if you create a situation where he simply can't find you, or in the case of the Chavetz Chaim, if something happens, the worker falls and breaks his leg, where we do not see, we have no proof that he was Michael, that he waived it. He hasn't asked you simply because he's stuck in the hospital with a broken leg. In that case, the Chavetz Chaim says, Biyom HaTitin Schari and Baal Tolan would still apply, and you would have an obligation to go ahead to chase him down and to make sure that he gets paid on time. As a practical matter, because it's Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, if a person finds himself in such a situation where it's difficult for him to pay, the appropriate thing to do is to speak about it. Tell the worker, tell the employee that you recognize your responsibility, you recognize your obligation, something came up, is it okay if it waits till Wednesday? If he agrees, again, you've lost an opportunity to mekayim in mitzvah saseh. You will not be mekayim biyom HaTitin Schari on Wednesday since you've missed the initial time of Baal Tolan. However, at least you have not violated an isser, you haven't violated an isser of the isser of Baal Tolan. Now, a very common question that comes up is what happens if a person works for a maaser, he works for a yeshiva. Now, conceptually, I'm told that certain yeshivas have reputations, they always pay late. In such cases, the Gemara says, there is an implied mechila. If when the worker takes a job, it's with the understanding and the recognition that his paycheck will not be coming in every Friday or the first of every month, then it's sever v'kibul. He was makabel, he accepted it. The issur of Baal Tolan will not apply. But again, that's only if when he accepted the job, this was clear, this was the understanding, there's a mechila, there would be no Baal Tolan. On the other hand, if he was unaware that that was your practice, you happen to be a lousy payer, but the reputation did not spread, he wasn't aware, he didn't recognize this, then the mitzvah of Biyom HaTitin Schari and Baal Tolan would certainly apply, and you would have all these obligations to make sure that he does get paid and gets paid in a timely fashion.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havar Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.